There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another Doug Steffen Good Day Hour of Conversation. This is the Tuesday program, by the way. If you haven't tuned in yet to what's going on, we're going to bring you up to date on a few things and have a conversation that's relevant and relative. When I say we, I mean Molly Page, Ken Kessler, you and me. 888-302-3684 joins us. If you want to send email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougSteffen.com, that's swell. The social media connection, which Kenny is going to touch on when we get ourselves into the Nepal earthquake, is facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. Well, you might be wanting to be heard on what's happening with the Freddie Gray situation in Baltimore or other things. Some people may be upset that Jane Meadows passed away at the age of 95. So whatever it is, and it doesn't have to be upset either, by the way. It can be just swell. What a great day we're having. We have joy in our lives, and this is how we share it. The death toll from Nepal's devastating earthquake climbing past 4,000. Molly, why don't you bring us up to date?
Yeah, everybody starts out with the death toll, which is mind-blowing at over 4,300 now, with almost 8,000 injured. BBC is reporting that 8 million people have been affected now by the quake in Nepal, more than a quarter of the country's population. The 7.8 magnitude quake hit Nepal on Saturday. It destroyed buildings in Kathmandu, severely affecting the rural areas as well. Nepal and surrounding areas continue to experience aftershocks. Thousands in Kathmandu, which is Nepal's capital, of course, spent third night outside, afraid to go back inside. Water, food, electricity in short supply. They're concerned now with the outbreak of disease since they don't have a place to put all of these bodies. And
see, that's what blows my mind. It would seem to me that there's got to be an easy way to dispose. Not easy, but have a fire.
4,000.
Just burn them.
They are, actually, in small numbers. They are having, not burials, but, small funerals and then burning the bodies. But massive burnings. I think just a couple of days after this has happened, 3 days after this has happened, everybody's still in shock.
Well, but you have to get real. But that's the thing that bothers me about people in the human condition. It may sound heartless to some. It's just almost to the point of being annoying. I'm not there. And you're not there, we're not there. But for God's sakes, man, get a hold of yourself. There are people who are alive. You can't do anything about the people who are dead. So you want to save and protect the people who are alive. That should be the number one concern. And the number one way to protect them is to get rid of whatever the carcasses are, the bodies. They aren't human beings anymore. They are whatever was about their life. Was. That's past tense. So move into the present and get rid of them. And this play that goes on that we again get this information sort of thrown at us by the news media. I was watching actually something last night, and I was thinking about the two of you, and I was thinking about us and how we this simplistic, almost to the point of being stupid coverage by some British reporter, and I think it wasn't on PBS, it was on some other station, but it happened that whoever they had hired who was there goes through the simplest, the most foolish explanation of what's going on, about who's alive and who's dead, and how the people are in shock. Of course they're in shock. That's not news. What the news is that there are 4,000 people who are dead, that they're not doing what they ought to do to get rid of the dead, and therefore people are going to get sick. There are probably another, who knows how many, thousands of people that they haven't accounted for yet, and all the injured that you were talking about. 7.8 earthquake is so significant, it has, in countries that are our size, it would have, it would take its toll. So yeah, there's no food, there's no fuel, there's no electricity, there's no shelter. Get rid of the bodies, and then as fast as you can, perhaps moving out of these areas because there's nothing to be there. Right? Just this, the lack of common sense. Maybe again, I'm being too cruel, but there's just no. I don't see any leadership here.
Well, there's also a struggle to get aid in, to get food in, because the planes are having problems landing at the airports.
Yeah.
Because some of the runways are damaged and some of the control towers are damaged, so there aren't people in the control towers to get planes down and to get the planes in with supplies and, you know, for people to come in and help. Mm. With 8,000 injured, you know, any hospitals there are kind of overrun, and they're still finding victims.
Yeah.
So I think they're still, you know, kind of struggling to get their footing.
The other the other serious side of this are the scams that have developed.
Yeah.
And the more you see these sorts of things, there are thousands literally of people who have come to realize that they could make some money or something on the side here. Let's have this rescue effort, that rescue effort. Let's do. And so those of you who feel like you're going to help, the rule is find somebody or something that you trust. Your church, for example. Hopefully your church is going to connect itself, or your religious organization or social group is going to connect with some group that's established and they know about. And therefore, if you decide you want to give, you know that what you're giving is going to go somewhere. If you don't recognize the group, the first thing to do is actually check it out. You can do that pretty easily by Googling them. And then you're sure that what you're doing, their intentions are swell, but follow through on the intentions by making sure that the help that you're sending for those who are injured, whatever infrastructure can be rebuilt, the international community will come to the aid. This is a country that's not controversial. I can't even begin to imagine that they've ever, we never talk about Nepal other than a tourist location, Kenny, right?
Right.
What's controversial about what goes on in Nepal? It's the Himalayan mountains. It's beautiful. It's Shangri-La, in a sense. Remember the old book and the movies about Shangri-La? That's where this is. And so the swaths of neighborhoods and buildings and areas that are just gone, they're just gone. Gone. So the one thing I wonder about, have they felt any aftershocks, Molly?
Oh, yeah. Continuing aftershocks. Yeah, that's why people don't want to go inside.
Mm-hmm. What did you start to say, Kenny?
I just said many. There have been many aftershocks.
Yeah. All right, so we have comments on this from social media, do we, Kenny?
Not really. Just, you know, pray for Nepal, those kind of things.
Yeah.
We do have on our Facebook page, and also at in the trending section at DougStefan.com, you had mentioned about ways to help.
Yep.
And both places have connections to places that have put together big lists of charities that are helping to fund relief and rescue missions. And all of these organizations have been vetted.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
All right. In a minute or two, an update on what's going on in Baltimore, courtesy of the folks who are trying to dig around and find out what's between the lines, if you will, on Good Day. It's 14 after the hour.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Banjo.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, Molly Page and Ken Kessler with the latest on the state of emergency that's been declared in Baltimore. There was rioting and looting, the same kind of stupid, nonsensical, moronic stuff that there is no reason for. But then on the other side, Molly, there were peaceful protests in downtown Baltimore yesterday, and that didn't get much coverage, did it?
Well, no, usually things blowing up and catching fire, gunshots usually catch the media's eye.
Why? 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 You've been doing news for a long, long time.
Really? Do you want me to tell you what I think?
Yeah.
All right. I think because it connects with people's fear, and mm-hmm. that is one of the strongest emotions, the fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
And people see things blowing up, and they think, what do I need to know? What do I need to protect myself? What's going on? Is it life and death?
Yeah. How would people in who live out in Colorado? What do they have to be afraid of?
Well, it's still they're watching life and death unfold live, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the reasons why reality TV, although it's not really reality, started off with such a bang when it did, because you're watching something, you don't know what's going to happen, and you think it's real.
Mm.
In these scenarios, it is real. So people, I think they do watch peaceful protests because they could change how things are done. And it's interesting, but when the media trains on a police car on fire, things blowing up, it's really hard to pull your eyes away from it.
And it's conditioning and training, much as anything else. And so all these people who came from all across the country to protest in Baltimore in support of the seeking of justice, Freddie Gray is still dead, funeral, people were arrested, but there was, I don't want to say peace in the valley, but certainly there was peace there, and we just, is it, I guess this is the chicken or the egg theory, which came first, the people's need or desire to see horrible stuff, or the presentation was there and people watched it. I think most people have goodwill in their hearts and their minds. At least that's what I want to think, that they don't want to go first for. I know more people who are just sick of watching or listening to the way the news is presented, and that's why people are going away from that stuff.
Well, it's depressing after a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
To just only hear the bad news and what can kill you.
Yep. It is 21 past the hour. This program won't kill you. We'll make you better. It's 21 after. Good day.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So, this is going to demonstrate my musical ignorance of some of the pop flavors that are available. I'm listening to Pink with all of you, Jennifer and Molly and Kenny and Richie and I. Pink, I think she sounds like about a half a dozen other female singers of this era.
She's got power, man.
No, I'm not saying she doesn't have power, but I listened to this, and it sounds like the same beat, the same sort of background. It sounds. What's this? The story of the story here, Jennifer, is...
Well, what are you
asking
me about?
This song.
Oh,
what's
this song
about? Yeah.
This is one of her party songs. I mean, Pink has actually got a really wide range where she does a lot of ballad stuff. She does dance stuff. This is one of her fun ones. But I saw her in concert last year in L.A.
Yeah.
She is amazing, Dougie. You would flip out because I know you love strong women.
Yeah.
She gets out on a trap. She does trapeze work above the crowd.
Wow.
And she sings as she's, like, hanging from the ceiling of the Staples Center. And she can keep her voice. I mean,
really?
You have to have such controlled air.
You're pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Were you able to hear, like that
kind
of stuff?
You can hear moving around. Okay. She really, I mean, impressed the heck out of me. I mean, she's hanging upside down and singing really beautiful work that she does. I mean, her show is like the circus.
An amazing
it's incredible.
Really? Yeah, she works out big time.
All right, so a mother's decision to take her 11-year-old to see Pink in concert has a judge saying, so what? The judge says the concert trip isn't evidence of bad parenting.
No.
The report is the girl's parents are divorced. Her father accused his ex-wife of abusing her parental discretion by taking their daughter to a concert at the Prudential Center in New York.
Oh, please.
But the Supreme Court, this went all the way to the Supreme Court in New Jersey, rejected the complaint in a decision that contained a brief history of rock and roll and a commentary on the increasing use of of judges as referees for warring divorced parents. Can you imagine anything as absurd as this getting as far as it did in court?
No.
She's 12.
I mean, we're not talking about a six-year-old. And Pink is actually a really good role model for girls because she's not traditionally, like, drop-dead gorgeous. But she talks, I mean, she talks a lot about empowering females. I don't think there's anything wrong.
This song, Pink describes the song as a celebration for people who feel left out from the popular crowd. And in the video, she's very much for animal rights as well.
Yeah.
It's very, very cute because she stands in front of a matador who's trying to kill a bull in a bullfight and protects the bull.
Protects the bull.
Yeah. She's very cool.
All right. So there's the story of Pink and something foolish going on in court that had to get the jurisprudence system involved. All right. Let's go back to this state, 1976, Richie.
I'm there.
Maxine Nightingale gets a gold record for this song right back where I started from. What'd you say, Jen?
That was an interesting transition.
Right, of course it's an interesting.
Maxine Nightingale.
We're known for interesting transitions here on Good Day. Nightingale was in the production of Hair and Jesus Christ Superstar, Godspell, in the early 70s. This was the number one hit for 2 weeks in 1976. This is a good physical song. As I remember, she's pretty physical too. Crank this up, Richie, right? So this does it for me as Pink does it for Jennifer, in a manner of speaking. Although, I can see the two of them. I mean, there's a similarity.
I like them both.
And yeah, right, exactly. Not similar in their style, but in their impact on music at the time when they are popular. So crank that puppy up there, Richie, will you please? Dance, dance it still for this. Remember the day. Wrong verse. I want to be in a studio when they are recording this to get all of this, the sounds together. That's very cool. All right, it's the 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Starts this program. Let freedom ring.
I think there's a lot of music behind it. A band, really. Angels sing.
This is my bell for freedom.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, you like that one?
A cowbell for freedom.
Yeah, that's a better one. Okay. All right. Let freedom ring. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 33 after the hour. Molly Page and Ken Kessler and I are working our way back to you in terms of what's going on in the Supreme Court today. In Washington, will take up the gay marriage issue. It could become, according to Fox News, the law of the land, Kenny. Wow.
Yes, everyone has to have one.
All eyes. What, a gay marriage or a law?
Yeah.
Which of those things should we have? And then there are those who say all eyes will be on the justice. My eyes aren't going to be on the justices. I don't really give a darn what they rule one way or another. It's going to affect my life whatsoever. But it's going to affect yours, Kenny?
Not mine. It will affect people I know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Hold a good... I have a lot of gay friends. And most of them are smart enough to not get married.
Well, you know, for most people, though, it really isn't a matter of, like, they just want to get married anymore.
No.
It's a matter of what rights they have as
yes.
a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're married to somebody and someone dies, you can be listed on the death certificate as their spouse, and therefore you have legal rights.
That's why the state has no business being involved in marriage. It ought to be that people can agree, the two people that are involved. This is how I want things taken care of if something happens to me. And right. There's a document. The lawyer says, okay, I don't even see a reason for being married. I've never thought, well, let's scratch that. If the opportunity presented itself again to me, who knows Well, depending on who it was, I might succumb. But
you are backpedaling so fast. Yeah, but you need so much exercise this morning.
But there's the state gets involved. It's the state here in being involved in something that's none of the state's business. Why is it why does government have to know who you love and or want to be married to? What possible reason is there for the state to care that Kenny's married to Lisa? Other than to tax you and get money from you, that's it. So this thing...
Well, legal rights.
Yeah, well, you got legal... Why do you have to be married to have legal rights?
You have certain legal rights if you're married.
Why?
Well, I don't know why. That's just the way it is.
Well,
that's
I don't like it the way it is. I don't think it's right to have that. I completely object to it.
I'm sorry, I agree.
What, with me or with the right?
With you.
Okay. All right, don't be sorry. Stand up there proud and strong. That's the Doug Steffen way of thinking. Yada, yada, yada. Maybe the Molly Page way of thinking, the Ken Kessler way of thinking. Okay, so anyway, aside from the idea of it not being anybody's business, still people will be interested in what the outcome is. They are going to rule on the Constitution and whether or not states can forbid people to be married because the sanctuary says men and women must be married, and that's it. So what else is there to think about here, Molly?
Well, I think that it's now legal in 37 states in Washington, D.C., but the 9 justices will be hearing arguments concerning marriage restrictions imposed by Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee, 4 others of the 13 states that still outlaw the marriage. The ruling won't be due until June, and it will determine whether it's legal nationwide.
Hmm.
So it won't be legal in some states, illegal in other states, and basically whether it's a constitutional right.
Really? How exciting is that? The hoopla around this is...
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Lines around the block to get into the courtroom.
The only place that there isn't room for a protest on this is in Baltimore, where they're busy protesting the death of Freddie Gray. Other than that, every city is wide open for a protest.
Yeah,
good day for a protest, too, isn't it?
Well, the weather will be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another nice day in Washington.
Yeah, nice day today in Washington. The oral arguments will only last 2.5 hours, though. And
that's a long
time.
People
lined up for days.
Yeah, but it's me. I want to get a seat in there. People say, I want to get a seat. I want to listen to this. Various advocates on one side or another will go in and listen. And so,
I don't know. If you're lined up for a couple of days, sleeping on a sidewalk, I want it to go as long as a Bruce Springsteen concert. I just want to get something out of time, really.
Kenny, you have any comments on this? Facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day.
Yeah, a couple on either side. Kevin says bullying disguised as a civil right is still bullying.
How would you interpret that? Who's being bullied and who are the bulliers here?
I think he means that that people with the so-called gay agenda are bullying to get this passed.
I don't think bullying is the right verb. Pushing, perhaps. Yes? I don't see any bullying going, unless you don't like it and you don't want to hear anything about it one way or another. That could be considered bullying, I suppose, by the person who is the recipient, by the perps. Okay, what else?
Lots of comments like this. Robert says, homosexuality is immoral. Marriage is between a man and a woman, period.
Mm-hmm. Says who?
Says
in the Bible, right? That's what they'll say. It's in the Bible. Really?
Right.
Where is it in the Bible? Where is it in the Bible? As a matter of fact, I think I remember reading when I was in a high school church group, because I was very active, and I know just enough to be dangerous. There are many more passages of tolerance, and it's all interpretation. It's the same thing as the umpires on the field. Somebody gets to first base, and there's a controversy about whether he hit the bag or not. He's out, or is he? It's great if that's what you feel and that's what you think. Super. We want you to express yourself. If we don't agree with you, that doesn't mean I will hear from people who say, I turn the radio off every time you talk about this. It's probably why I don't talk about it too much. Anyway, what else have you got comment-wise?
Ken says, you're saying I can't get married because you feel it violates your religious beliefs is as stupid as me saying you can't eat bacon because I'm Jewish.
No bacon for you. All right. What else?
One more. Nikki says, it's amazing to me that some people's happiness can make other people so angry.
Yeah.
Who are they hurting? No one.
Nobody. Right. Get over it. Get a life. Get lost. Go find somebody to love yourself or love the person that you say you're in love with and show him or her every day, every hour, how much you love, adore, respect this person. Make your life the best it can be. Just because a couple of gay guys or lesbian women want to get married has absolutely no impact on you whatsoever. Any more than many of the other things that people wrap themselves around. This is a continuing discussion of the news media and how this sort of thing is handled. The deaths of all those people in Nepal don't impact us whatsoever unless you're related to somebody who died over there or you know one of the Americans or something like that, which is very few of us. But yet we're fascinated with what's going on over there in the sense that we kind of want to know what the latest is, even though it doesn't impact us at all, really. The gay marriage thing doesn't impact 99.5% of the population of this country. Yet people get themselves all worked out up about it. And
well, you talk about things being fear-based.
Yeah.
Isn't this something that's fear-based?
Of course it is.
People are just afraid of it, but yeah. Why?
They're afraid they'll catch HIV or something from somebody who's gay that they know if they shake their hands.
Huh.
And that's why they shouldn't get married. It's that kind of thinking that's gone on for decades in this country.
Yeah. The only thing you can catch from marriage is, you know, happiness, maybe, divorce, maybe.
How about happiness?
That'd be...
Yeah.
I'm
but
for it.
You don't have to be married to be happy. You could be with somebody that you adore, that you love, that you want to be with, that you want to talk to every hour of the day. There are those relationships. There are those connections that exist. They do. We need to find more of them and extol the value and virtue of them rather than all this other crud.
I don't know about talking to someone every hour of the day. That would... Ugh.
Really?
Really?
I don't know. Depends how much you want to be with them.
I must draw the line.
I have liked that. Anyway, we won't go down that road at the moment. In a moment, okay. the issue of fluoride in your toothpaste and in the drinking water and some other things that you may want to know about health-wise. In the Focus 17 Before the Hour, this is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting notice happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I recently received a letter from my town government requiring me to make an appointment to let tax inspectors tour my home. Not just the outside, but the inside of my home. It made me angry. Many people just assume the government has whatever authority it claims, but I know that the Bill of Rights protects me against such searches without a warrant, issued with probable cause that I'm a criminal. Looking through the lens of liberty, I said no. It turned out, of course, that there was no such law, and the town backed down, but only because someone questioned it. We the people need to constantly resist these endless little intrusions that slowly chip away our liberty. Remember, freedom doesn't begin in the White House. It begins in my house and yours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
14 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus now on this problem, and this is one of those problems that you really can wrap yourself around, and the news media really could do a good job if it were up to it, but I'm not sure it is, because the system that we have is guided by advertising, because we have newspapers and radio, television, various elements that communicate that are free to the public. But they are free only because the advertiser support for these programs is good for the advertisers. So in the case of fluoride, whether it's in toothpaste, drinking water, whatever it is, the whole idea of fluoride and its efficacy is something that I have been talking about on the air. Kenny and I were just talking about this off the air for years and years and years. Since the mid-80s, I've been on this kick. And now the United States government is on it. Wow, they must have been listening to me or somebody else that has a brain. The feds are changing their recommendation level of how much fluoride ought to be in drinking water. First time in 50 years, fluoride is giving children problem teeth. Really? It eats away at the enamel on your teeth. It also is a cancer-causing agent. If you were to, let's just say, this is a silly example, but it's possible for a youngster to get a hold. Let's say your three-year-old son gets into the bathroom and is fascinated with a tube of toothpaste and figures out how to get the cap off, or maybe the cap's off. If you're like me, you leave the cap off of the toothpaste. It's just there so you can quickly get at it, put it on your toothbrush, and brush your teeth. So let's say the baby picks up the tube and squirts it into his mouth, or her mouth, and she swallows the whole tube. That baby is going to be in bad shape and could require almost immediate hospitalization because of the effects of fluoride and other things that are in the tube of toothpaste. You say to yourself, well, how silly is that? Who's going to allow their children to have? Well, it isn't about to allow. How many parents control every second of every day of every child? You can't, you don't do that. So my point is that fluoride has been deemed a problem for decades. And because the conventional medical establishment or dentistry, the American Dental Association, says, oh, fluoride is great for your teeth. That is such a crock. It is so annoying for me to see, and other people who have looked at this, to see how wrong that really is. But because the people who are responsible for fluoride, or fluoride elements in various products, supported the ADA. The ADA doesn't want to come out against it. So that's...
You probably know something that most people don't know, and I heard about this probably 20 years ago,
yeah,
about why fluoride was put in toothpaste and water in the first place, that it was actually an after product,
mm-hmm,
that they didn't know how to dispose of, so somebody said it was good for us. and put it in all these products. Yeah.
Dump it in the water. Well, there are others who the conspiratorialists say it isn't about the fluoride helping our teeth. There's a mind control substance in it. That's why they put it in the water, so that the government could control us.
How's that working out?
Yeah, government can't control anything.
The government can't control itself. Never mind the rest of us. So it's just sort of interesting. But the thing that I find, because we've become so doctrinaire, we're so attached at the hip to go, you maybe, I'm not. I find it disgusting that we can't just learn these. These things should be taught in school. Health ed courses in school for everybody from the third grade on, so that you know what the pluses and minuses are, and you can make up your own mind. Hello, duh. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Makes me angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
Yeah.
Yeah, baby!
Austin Powers by the Wonderments from the movie Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. Number one movie this week in 1997.
Now, Mr. Evil. Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
So, there were, what, three of these, Chucker?
Three of them.
And is there another one in the offing?
They've spoke about it for, like, the last 5 or 6 years doing another one. I don't know if it'll ever materialize. If it did, I think there still would be a pretty strong fan base for it, though.
Really,
really good character.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to it. I want to talk about the Avengers movie coming out this weekend. As a matter of fact, we have a story about it at DougStefan.com and a poll today. But before we do that, let's go through the winners of this past weekend, Chucker.
Okay, Doug, really no surprise. Once again, for the fourth weekend in a row, Furious 7, the seventh entry, and the Fast and the Furious franchise for Universal Pictures placed first, $18 million, a whopping $320 million in 4 weeks of release here in the U.S. alone, over $1 billion worldwide. The critic proof, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, held up week to week, dropping just 34%, which tells you that its base audience could care less about the review.
Yeah, we saw it.
$15.5 million, $44 million, 2 weeks of release.
It's got it. We took a bunch of 11-year-old boys for a birthday party to see it, and some of the parents went, six of us went.
Yeah.
Very slow beginning, the first 40, 45 minutes, but it ends strong, really stupid and really funny. Yeah. So it ends up strong, so it's worth seeing.
All right. Okay.
Number three, The Age of Adeline with Blake Lively. A pretty decent $13.3 million in opening frame.
The story is very interesting, very good. It's obviously a chick flick, but I found it to be a story better than the trailers promoted. I thought it was a much better story than I expected, frankly, from going to see it.
Question, how much screen time did Harrison Ford get in it?
A lot. He got a lot toward the second half of it, a lot. Yeah, cool. He was very prominent in it, and the connection to Adelaide was really, it's a stretch, but then there are so many things in life that you don't understand. Who says something like this couldn't happen? It was a very well done. I don't know that I think Blake Lively is the best actress in the world. I think you said that on Friday, but yeah. I think that the way it was done, more importantly, it couldn't have been a movie that was expensive to produce. I can't imagine that it was an expensive movie, because it's...
Probably $25 million.
Yeah, well, then you got to pay Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so what's next?
Number four, the animated movie Home, 8.3, and the horror film Unfriended round out the top five, 6.2. Number six was a movie called Ex Machina, which is a Greek term, but it's about artificial intelligence. It stars this actor named Oscar Isaac, who's going to be one of the stars of the next Star Wars film.
Really?
This guy's the real deal, and this guy's going to be a mega star. I thought this was the best film I saw all year.
Really?
Thought-provoking, interesting, great script, well-directed, and totally absorbing.
Is it not, hopefully there's not a lot of really violent,
it's not really violent, it's R-rated. There is nudity.
Did the Russell Crowe picture show up in the top 10?
It did not.
Really?
I don't know how many screens it's playing on. I think it's a very limited release.
Yeah,
that one.
I thought there were parts of it that were too violent for me, but it was a very good story. Crowe directed it himself. It was obviously his movie. He wanted to do this movie, and it tells a very interesting story, frankly. It was a good story, and a story that reflects on war and thoughts of war and why people go to war, but I thought it was worth the take, frankly.
Went to see this movie While We're Young, which is on 700 screens. Ben Stiller, Amanda Seyfried, Naomi Watts, and I think an acting Donald Driver. I liked it. Not
Did
great.
You?
I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Focus of the movie is a comedy drama about where you stand at a certain age in your life and how you accept point.
Moving on. All right. The story at DougStephan.com about the Avengers, the folks in apparently Germany don't like it for whatever. There are 193 small towns in Germany refusing to screen the movie, citing Disney's raised rental fee for the film. And so our poll today at DougStephan.com, this will be the big movie of this coming weekend for sure. Are you planning to see it? A, I've already seen it. How could you have already seen it? B, yes, I already have my tickets. Probably, if the lines aren't too long. D, maybe, depending on what else is playing. E, I'm going to wait a few weeks until the crowds die down. F, I'm going to wait and stream it or watch it on TV. Or G, I have no interest in seeing it. Looks way too violent for me. Chuck Curry, yes, no?
Oh, I'm going to see it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Chuck Curry is here with us as usual on Good Day.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is
the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.